It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2102. Hypertrophy Training. Rules to Live By When Muscle Hypertrophy Is Your Goal, Part 2, by J.C. Dean of jcdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is Part 2 from yesterday, so if you're new here or have been skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 2101. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part two and continue optimizing your life. Hypertrophy Training, Rules to Live By When Muscle Hypertrophy Is Your Goal, Part 2, by J.C. Dean of jcdfitness.com. A look at some strength training programs. Full body and moderate frequency. Many strength training routines are on the 3 times per week schedule. The most popular strength training program is probably Starting Strength. In my opinion, it's one of the best and simplest routines for the beginner who wishes to get started with strength training or bodybuilding. Then, of course, the methods discussed in the book, Practical Programming, are just as pertinent. Another training routine that follows closely is known as the Texas Method, which incorporates a similar training style in terms of frequency, but slightly different in terms of intensity depending on the day. Another program I'm moderately infatuated with is known as the Mad Cow 5x5. Another training protocol that is newer in terms of its name, but follows many of the same principles, is the Strong Lifts 5x5. Shaco programs are cool too. Moderate frequency split training. These are your upper-lower 4-day strength programs that usually incorporate heavy and light days. The most famous of these is probably the West Side template and its many variations. With these types of programs, one is training each body part twice weekly in a periodized fashion. A few light days and a few heavy days can ensure your progression for a long, long time. Another popular template is known as the 5-3-1 by Jim Wendler. Now, this particular template focuses on 4 movements, the squat, bench, deadlift, and shoulder press. While you're only doing the movements specifically once every 10 days or so, there's a ton of overlap. Now, while I could go on forever about different training methods and ideas, it's time to move on to the heart of the matter. What produces muscle hypertrophy? Is there such a thing as hypertrophy training specifically, or is it always going to be some hopeless mystery in which we'll never ever crack? Hypertrophy training or strength training? Likely this discussion will always be debatable. Everyone has their own experience to draw from, their own reasons, their own methodologies about why something works. If you walk into any gym, you'll find big guys doing 6-day body part splits, a few guys doing upper-lower splits, and then a few doing full body training. You'll also find just as many guys doing the same thing and have been for years, who look like they've never picked up a fork, let alone ever stepped foot inside a gym. While everyone has their own ideas and beliefs, I feel it's important we remain objective when discussing what works, and also what doesn't, and why. First, I want to take a look at someone who's attained an incredible physique through low volume, very intense training protocols. Hardly what you'd expect for someone who had high hopes of muscle hypertrophy. If you don't know of Martin Burkhan, allow me to introduce you. It's easy to see this guy has put his time in and gotten a few things right along the way. His training resembles more of a strength-oriented focus. It's evidently worked when you see his 270-kilogram deadlift. On the other side of the coin, let's take a look at a few guys who are naturals, like Martin, that train in a different manner altogether. Lane Norton and Tommy Jeffers are both advanced bodybuilders who do their fair share of strength work, but also a decent amount of volume too. take a look at Lane's 5-day split. Let's just say that if you aren't in good shape and ready for some hard work, this program would eat you alive. Then you have guys like Dave Gullidge, who are primarily known as powerlifters and only train as a means to get stronger. Most don't care too much about hypertrophy. They only care about becoming stronger than their peers in order to bring home the trophy on competition day. And then, of course, we have the wondrous guy or gal who can grow on any routine you place them on. These folks can usually be found doing the 6-day splits they found in a magazine and growing like a weed. This is rare, though, so don't count on this type of training being optimal for many. Recipe for success? It's no doubt there's something at play here, something we need to examine, and if we don't make a decision just yet, at least think about it. For one, I think it's fairly obvious that strength, to an extent, is going to equal mass. Now, this isn't an absolute because we have to keep neural adaptation in mind. Ever hear of the newbie lifter putting 30 to 40 pounds on his bench in a matter of a month or so? It's simple. They started doing something they were unfamiliar with, practiced it, think repetition, and then got in the groove. This is why higher frequency training is often recommended to beginners. It just makes sense to get in as much practice as possible when starting out. Assuming they're being taught by a qualified professional, this ensures proper form sticks into their brain, thus making the exercise easier and safer, which enables them to progress fairly rapidly. Now, let's make a hypertrophy pie. First ingredient, strength. If one wishes to pack on the size, strength gains must be your focus. It's only through adaptation and a continuous stimulus these gains will be realized. Ever read any of Dane Trudell's thoughts on intense muscle? He's constantly preaching the gospel that states whoever makes the most strength gains will likely make the most gains in lean body mass. It's no question that the strongest dudes are almost always the biggest. Look at Ronnie Coleman deadlifting 800 pounds. Picture Tom Platt squatting a small house. Second ingredient, food. I hate to say it, but this one probably scares people a bit. This is the main determinant as to whether or not you make the gains you desire. Every guy who's both big and strong has done his fair share of eating. It's probably the most important part of the equation. Sure, training is up there as well, but without food, it's all in vain. Make sure that along with the training method you decide on, you support your goals with an adequate intake of high-quality calories, plus some cereal and cheesecake now and then. Third ingredient, time. And we're not talking about the magazine here. Time, oh, how short it is. It's truly the only thing between you and your physique goals. Now, I say that assuming you are in good health, capable of tackling the first two ingredients, and have the desire to make it happen. Think about this for one second. It's safe to say that a trainee, over his or her lifetime, could conceivably add a total of 30 to 50 pounds of lean body mass to their frame. Think about if you had only average genetics and you added a total of 40 pounds over 5 years. Your first year would be the best in terms of overall gains in body weight, and as time goes on, things will slow down fairly drastically. However, just think about the guy who weighs 150 pounds starting out and ends up a 190 pound man carved out of wood. How's that for visual impact? Is the time and effort worth it? I believe it is, actually. Goals. Get some. I think it's safe to say the big picture is what matters here. Sure, certain training programs are better suited for some than others. If your goal is to gain the most strength possible, picking a strength-oriented routine is going to be more ideal than picking a program built around the concept of creating hypertrophy first. Sure, you'll get strong on either one, but which one will get you to your goal faster? The most important part of this equation is that you figure out what you want, develop your plan to get you there, and then just go and do it. Because guess what? Neither I nor anyone else can do it for you. You must choose to accept there are no shortcuts. You must accept that hypertrophy training is strength training and vice versa, as long as it's within the scope of lifting heavier weights over time while allowing yourself to recover as a result of proper nutrition and lots of shut-eye. Now, take everything you've learned and sit down in a corner by yourself. Take out a sheet of paper and write out your goals exactly as you see them. Then, simply work backward until you arrive at where you are currently. You just listened to part two of the post titled Hypertrophy Training, Rules to Live By When Muscle Hypertrophy is Your Goal by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, so JC provided a lot of really great information. After listening to this, you may feel overwhelmed, and that's totally okay. JC just wanted you to have as much information as possible so that you can make an informed decision. So here's how you can simplify things. You remember how JC mentioned putting your goals on paper? Well, we're going to add something to that same piece of paper. Listen to today's and yesterday's episodes again, and as you're listening, write down the routines as I read them. Once you've done that, take a moment and possibly a deep breath to review the workouts. Then, as you review the workouts, ask yourself, which one seems reasonable for me? Which one routine would I like to try? Once you found it, circle it. That's where you begin. And once you've given the program an honest try, meaning you've been consistent and gave it at least 4 weeks, assess your progress. Are you improving? Are your muscles experiencing hypertrophy, meaning are they getting bigger? If yes, great. If not, it may be time to try another one on your list. This is how I found what worked best for me. Be patient, be consistent. If you're not getting the exact physique you were aiming for, that's okay. Again, just keep trying, but remember that you're still improving your health along the way. It's still a process, and your body is still reaping those benefits. But again, be patient, try a new routine, and I promise you'll eventually find what you're looking for. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. And I'll be back in a moment with our usual bonus episode. So I'll see you in just a second where your optimal life awaits.